Hello, this is KPTZ Port Townsend, 91.9 FM on your radio dial. You can also listen to us online at kptz.org. By the way, when you're at the website, you can also listen to some previously aired shows. They're podcasts. I'm Marianne McNellis, and this show is called Our Town. Have you ever wondered who the people are that you see around town every day? The women gossiping just outside the Carnegie Library. The guys slapping down the cheese and meat at Waterfront Pizza. What about those people dutifully swimming laps at the Mountain View Pool? This show, Our Town, profiles some of the fascinating people who live and work in Port Townsend. We talk with people who make up the eclectic mix of Jefferson County. We talk about their lives, their dreams, and how they ended up on the northwestern edge of the USA. We'll be talking with firefighters and foodies, bus drivers and teenage beauty queens. We'll find out what makes them tick and what they think about living in Port Townsend. Listening to Our Town is a way to meet some of Port Townsend's authentic and even eclectic people, your neighbors, your friends, and particularly people you don't know yet, but you'd like to meet them. Today, we're going to be talking with Jessica Wall, a young woman banker who only recently moved back to Port Townsend after a time in, where else, California. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you.
So let's go back in time a little bit. You weren't born in Port Townsend.
I was not. I was born in Fremont, California.
And where is that exactly?
I don't remember.
I guess you were quite young at that point.
I was. I was probably there until I was about 2 years old, okay. And then my parents moved to Sacramento, uh-huh. And that's where I grew up.
Ah.
So Elk Grove, which is right kind of like where Port Havelock is to Port Townsend.
Very close.
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of business were your parents in?
My dad was actually in the railroad. So he worked for light rail. My mom's a scientist.
Uh-huh.
So she's in, works for the blood bank. So she's in the hospitals and she does conferences all around the United States.
Well, that's interesting.
Mom's very smart.
So how did you end up in Port Townsend?
My dad moved up here about 10, 12 years ago with his wife, my stepmom, Rosanna, and they wanted to get away from the city. They wanted to come up here and buy some acreage, and now they have chickens and goats and all that fun stuff. I followed. I came up here after them.
And how old were you at that point?
First time I lived here, I was 18. So I moved up here after high school, and I was here for about 4 years. And that's when I worked for West Sound Bank.
Okay. So your first full-time job was for a bank?
Yes, it was for West Sound Bank.
And how did you happen to land that job?
They were looking for a teller. So I knew I wanted to do customer service. It was kind of just a shot in the dark, and I was just really lucky to get it, and I fell in love with banking.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you were living then in the big city, or relatively big city, Sacramento, mm-hmm. And did you have the same sort of urge as your father and stepmother? Did you want to go back to a more quiet lifestyle?
I think I just wanted to try something new. You know, you graduate high school, you're kind of wanting to get out of the area and spread your wings. That's what brought me up here. My dad was like, come up here, just try it. It's beautiful. So I was like, okay,
why not? So you landed at a bank. Now, mm-hmm. A lot of people would think that's an unusual choice for an 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to be in a professional environment. I have been always good with numbers. So it was kind of just looking through the leader and looking for job opportunities and applying everywhere. And I got interviewed for West Sound Bank and hired.
That's great. So I don't know West Sound Bank.
They're not around anymore.
Aha, this is why I do not know them.
Yeah, they're not here. They actually got closed down by the FDIC.
So you said you worked for them for 4 years.
4 years.
And were you a teller the entire time?
I worked my way up. So I started as what they call a CSR, customer service representative. And you can work your way up to like 4, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And once I became 4, I started learning new accounts. So then I was opening checking, savings, things like that.
Okay. And then they got in trouble with FDIC.
Yeah, with lending.
You obviously were not a big enough fish to have much to do with that one way or the other.
No.
And when they got closed down, I guess, though, that meant you were suddenly unemployed.
That's right. I liked it up here, but I missed California.
Right.
So I missed a lot of my friends, and I didn't want to leave because I really liked my job. Mm-hmm. You know, that was one of the reasons why I stayed here for the 4 years. And then when the bank closed down, why not go back to California? So makes I went sense. Back to California.
So you were what, 22 then?
Mm-hmm.
And when you got back, you say back to California. California is a big spot. Where did you go?
I went back to Elk Grove. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started working for a law firm that sued banks for predatory lending.
Ah, now this yeah. is interesting.
Yeah. So I did that for about a year and a half.
Obviously, they saw your resume, mm-hmm. and your resume said that you'd been in banking. Mm-hmm. Was that a real selling point for them?
I think so. I knew some of the terminology for banking. I also knew the owner, one of the attorneys that worked there. So that helps me get in.
That helped, yeah.
yeah.
And so how long did you say you were there?
About a year, year and a half.
And you said they sued banks.
Mm-hmm.
For what sort of stuff?
Predatory lending. So back when they did like stated income loans, basically putting consumers in loans knowing that they couldn't pay them back. So we were going after banks for doing that.
Okay, so predatory lending mm-hmm. means that they're making loans to people who can't afford them. Is that basically
set up to
it?
Failure? Yeah.
And so, in some of the cases, at least, yeah, this was deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wanted to make money.
yeah, I guess lots of people want to make money,
right?
Huh? And did they win a lot of cases?
I didn't stay there long enough to find out. A lot of the time, when you're going through court, it's years before you see how they ended up.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to follow up and find out?
No. I didn't really. I didn't work really with the customer, so I didn't have that facing relationship. It was more on the back end, processing paperwork and getting the documents ready to file for court.
Did you help write some of the
mm-hmm.
stuff?
Yep.
That must have been interesting.
It is. And working for attorneys are not fun. I would never want to do it ever again. They're very opinionated, and it's their way or no way. And I think that they have a hard We have compromising, huh. in a sense.
Interesting.
Maybe it was just the ones I worked with.
Yeah, could be. Could
I'm
be,
not
of
saying all attorneys well, are like that.
Did it ever make you feel that you wanted to be an attorney?
Nope, I didn't enjoy it at all.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you decided to leave there, what came next?
What came next was I met a guy.
Yeah. Young always, love.
Yes. And he was in the Air Force, and he lived in Santa Maria, which mm-hmm. was near Pismo Beach. So we were dating for about 6-7 months, and he asked me to come move down there with him. Mm-hmm. So that brought me down to Santa Maria, and it's about 3 hours north of L.A. So we were right on the Central Coast, and I lived there for about 4 years. We got engaged, mm-hmm. all that fun stuff, and I worked for another bank called Rabobank.
And what did you do for them?
I went in there as a customer service representative for a call center, but I progressed to work on projects and then operations, and I actually managed a call center for online banking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So everyone, I think's perception is that most call centers are located in India or mm-hmm. the Philippines. Were you managing one in India or the Philippines?
Nope. It was managed right there in Santa Maria.
A lot of people?
About 34.
Interesting. And what is it physically like? Where do they work? I mean,
well,
describe what a call center looks like from the inside.
A call center looks like an open room with a ton of cubes, just a lot of cubes, dual monitors. We have TVs up so you can see the call queues, and we have calls waiting to be answered. What they look for is an abandon rate, so how many callers have been waiting so long before they just hang up.
I've done that.
Yeah. You see headsets. It's a loud environment, so you have to be able to focus on what you're doing because everybody around you is on the phone.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the kind of people like who are in the call centers? Who are they?
Oh, it varies. It could be young people new to banking, or it can be people that have been in banking for 20 years. I mean, it's females and males.
And what's the age range of people who do that kind of work?
I mean, I had everything. I had 18-year-olds all the way to women that are about to retire. Because, I mean, you have the people that, the older employees that just want to do a job.
Yeah.
That don't want to manage or move up. They're just there because they're really close to retirement.
And they just want to get a paycheck.
They just want to get a paycheck.
And I've always wondered this about call centers. is there some incentive? I mean, are there bonuses for signing up more people, or how do you measure it? What's the motivation?
The motivation is, well, a lot of institutions are about selling products. So call centers, just as well as retail staff, and there's numbers that you have to meet. Customer calls to identify customer needs and then sell those products. So there's incentives, little bonuses.
So if I sell, or in your case, I guess it would be open accounts, right? Mm-hmm. If I open 100 accounts and the guy next to me opens 150 in the same period of time, mm-hmm. does he get more money than me?
Depends on, well, no. No, and then yes, because they have incentives where short period of time you might get $50 or you might get, you know, a gift card to Starbucks. But you get to keep your job, so that's incentive by itself, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose that's true in these tough times. Right. That makes sense. But I somehow had the impression that there was some big reward, but maybe not.
There's not. They come in sometimes to kind of do a morale and have like a challenge between the employees, but it's nothing very too big, $50 or...
Okay, so you're managing 35 people, mm-hmm. and you're 23 years old, roughly. Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about being a manager?
It was hard. Being younger, I had employees that were older than me.
Right.
And they it was challenging in itself. But I just had to be the bigger person. I just had to keep pushing along.
So use an example of one of the challenging situations.
Well, you have, older employees that are stuck in their ways and they don't really adapt to change very well. Mm-hmm. So I would come across that quite often. But the bottom line is we're there to run a business and we're there to do certain things. And either you know what your expectations are and either you get with it or you don't have to work there.
Did you ever fire anyone?
I've never fired anyone. I have had to do disciplinary action, which is not fun. It makes me sick to my stomach to have to go in there and write somebody up. But I have to think to myself that I'm not the one making them act this way.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it to themselves.
Do you think you could fire someone?
I could fire someone, but I probably would throw up afterwards.
It's tough. It's tough.
It is very tough.
You know, I've been there, and it's not fun.
No.
It's not fun at all.
But you give them the tools. You coach them. You try to help them. And if they're not willing to do it, you can't make them. What's my grandma say? You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Right.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Rabobank, I've never heard of it. Is it a large bank?
It's considered a community bank, but it was 120 branches in the state of California.
That's fairly sizable.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you were moving up the ranks there, just like at the other bank. And so what happened next?
My grandmother got sick.
Mm.
So I got a call from my dad saying that my grandma was not doing very well. And to hear my dad get that worried made me worried. You know, your dad's your strong, supporter. And when he was worried, I got on a plane and flew to Washington the same day.
Wow.
And I was up here for about 2 to 3 weeks when my grandma was in the ICU. She was staying at the Harris, I think, in Bremerton. Or is it the Harrison?
Harrison, I believe.
And she had pneumonia on top of some other things. And after that, she went to it used to be Kaitai. I think it's the Life Center now, mm-hmm. for the rehab. And right. That's when I decided to move up here. I figured my grandma helped raise me, and family is family, and I wanted to be here to help take care of her with my dad.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And so you were on a leave, I suppose, and then you quit?
Yep. I was on a leave, and I came back, and I told him I'm moving to Washington, so I'm looking for a job.
Wait a minute. What about the fiancé?
Yeah, that's another story all on itself.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I decided to leave my fiancé about 3 months prior to the wedding because there was doubts in the relationship. Yeah. He wasn't really family oriented, and I am very much. So I talked to my dad on a weekly basis, and when my grandmother got sick, he actually didn't understand why I came up here so quickly.
Wow.
And that kind of hit home to me that our values are different. I'm not talking down about him at all. He is a wonderful man. But sometimes you just have to be honest with yourself and know if it works, so if it doesn't work. Yeah.
You decided to move on.
I did.
You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. This show is called Our Town, and I'm your host, Maryam McNellis. Today, my guest is Jessica Wall, who's currently a personal banker at First Federal. She's just been talking about why she decided to move back to Port Townsend after her grandmother got sick. So tell us what happened. Obviously, your grandmother was getting better, and I suppose, bottom line, you decided you needed a job.
I did. So I was looking around the different banks in Port Townsend. There's a lot for just being in such a small town. And I came across First Federal, and they were hiring a customer service sales manager. And I applied for it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call back that they hired that position, but they wanted to know if I would be willing to be a personal banker. And I said, sure. So they asked me if I to do a conference interview, which I've never done. But I was actually coming up here to visit my grandmother again. So I was like, I'm in town. Why not just interview me in person? So I did the interview, and 2 or 3 days later, I got called with a job offer.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you seem really excited about being a banker.
I love it.
Really? Now, okay, tell us why.
It's just the whole demeanor of being in a professional work environment. I like that aspect. I also like, it's one of the last professions that you can start with not having a college degree and work your way up and make a decent salary. And I liked that. I didn't go to college. I graduated high school and took a couple of night classes here and there. I feel challenged in banking. I love the customer aspect of building those relationships. I don't know. I just kind of fell in love with it.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that you could move up in the banking industry without a university education. Mm-hmm. It's fairly unusual these days.
Very unusual. Our past CEO of First Federal, I don't know her name, but she started as a teller. And she worked her way up to be a CEO of First Federal.
That's great.
That's inspiring.
That's very inspiring.
Right.
Yeah. Did you consciously decide not to go to college, or did it just sort of happen?
You know, you graduate high school and you want to experience life. And that's what I did. I wanted to leave home. And I was like, oh, I'll go back. I'll go back. And then just been working ever since. I've gone back to do night school. I've done some classes. I'm trying to get on my associate's degree, but it's not my first priority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. So, well, as a banker, what sort of hours do you work?
Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, about 8 until possibly 6.
Huh.
A lot of banks are opening up on the weekends.
Yes.
So
this is true.
First Federal is open on Saturday. So if I work a Saturday, I get a day off during the week. So I still only work 5 days, but...
Well, that's pretty good.
Mm, yeah,
a lot of other places you can't do that. Now, there must be, obviously you're prejudiced, but tell us some of the things you like about First Federal.
Yeah. I love that they're a big part of the community. One thing that I found very impressive was we went public, and we raised a lot of money in from that. And they turned around and gave over $400,000 back to Jefferson and Collin County to support local businesses or nonprofits. And to me, that speaks volumes, especially from an institution.
That's great.
I think that's really good, yeah.
So as a personal banker, you advise people on financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
So what about your own financial situation? Do you have a budget, a personal budget?
I do.
And what are, you know, without divulging the numbers, what's your strategy?
My strategy is you work hard and you're allowed to play with some of the money. So you have to be able to reward yourself. So you have your bills, you have your living expenses, but I always give myself a little allowance that I can do whatever I want with buying scarves or purses or shoes, things
well,
like
you've
that.
You've got to have some fun.
Yeah, right.
Now, you're 28 years old, right? I've heard some young people say that it's sort of boring in Port Townsend. Well, it seems to me you are having fun. What do you do for fun?
I love to go kayaking, nature walks. We have such beautiful scenery around here. It's amazing. I mean, I lived on the Central Coast. It's beautiful, but it's so crowded. Mm-hmm. And here you can go walk on the beach and maybe see five or six people. You go to the beach in Pismo Beach, and there's hundreds of people. I like the outdoors. One thing I'm getting used to is how cold it is.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't like that. The other morning I got in my car and it was 37 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And my dad said, oh, it gets worse. And I'm like, great.
Well, you can buy a new wardrobe. Oh, think of it that way, you know.
Go shopping with that allowance, right?
Go shopping, you know. And so what else do you do for fun?
I scrapbook. I'm a nerd. I like to scrapbook. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like to go to the casino. Uh-huh. I like to gamble.
Well, that's okay. Lots of people do that. I guess, though, the point is you can't go too far in that direction.
No, you have to know when to stop.
So when you go to the casino, mm-hmm. do you have it in your mind that you've got X dollars?
Yes. I have a set limit on what I would be okay to lose. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go in there and keep going to the ATM and withdrawing cash. I have a set limit, and if I lose it, I lose it, and I'm okay, and I can walk away.
Okay. So whatever that limit is, mm-hmm. when it happens, do you just take off, or do you hang around with your friends and watch what other people are doing?
Yeah, if I go with my friends, I stay. It's not all about me. Yeah.
And what about karaoke?
I like to watch karaoke. Mm-hmm. Karaoke's all around, sirens, cellar doors, but I will not go up there and do it. I will sit back and watch everybody else.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're such an outgoing person, I would have thought you'd be right up there.
Oh, no. I probably would have stage fright or something.
I don't know. Well, so if someone was thinking of moving to Port Townsend, what would you tell them about it?
I would say Port Townsend is very welcoming, fun, good places to eat. You guys have a lot of good little restaurants, hidden gems. I'm still discovering them.
What are a couple of your faves?
Oh, my favorites. Waterfront pizza, of course.
Oh, yes, of
delicious.
Course. Yes.
I also like Hanazono's. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. Right next to the Rose Theater. Mm-hmm. Really good. I love sushi. Mm-hmm. So sushi's one of my favorites. I also eat at Sirens. Another one of my favorites is Cellar Doors. I didn't know that they served food. And they had these spicy coconut shrimp that was just to die for. It was just really good. Really, really good.
Well, now, do you still live with your parents or do you have your own place now?
I have my own place now. I didn't want to be 28 living with my dad. I love my dad. Love you, Dad. But I don't want to live with you.
Yeah. And so do you cook?
I do. I'm a big cook. My dad is also a really big cook. He's retired now, so we make anything from homemade raviolis to making our own Italian sausage.
All but you haven't tried the coconut shrimp yet?
No, I haven't tried to make it yet. I'm going to have to. But
no. It sounds like it might be complex, although I don't really know.
Yeah, I didn't know if I would like it, but I figured why not? Huh. Why not try it?
Do you have roommates or do you live alone?
I live alone, mm-hmm. Which actually is new to me. I've always had roommates. And finally living on my own, I love it. But I think I might like it too much and never want to live with anybody ever again.
Well, but, you know, you were engaged. You broke up.
Right.
I assume that you wouldn't mind being engaged and perhaps married at some point.
We'll see. I mean, I went through the whole wedding planning thing, and I don't know if I want to do that again right now.
Was it going to be a big wedding and everything?
It was going to just be immediate family, but coming from a big family myself, I mean, we're going to have at least 80 people.
Wow.
So
how many sisters and brothers do you have?
A lot. I have 5 brothers and 1 sister.
That's a big group. Mm-hmm. That's a big group. Yeah. Well, you know, you can always elope.
True. Just go out to Hawaii. I'll see you later, guys.
Right. Exactly. You don't really have to do the whole big thing.
I know. But I wanted my dad to have that, you know, walking me down the aisle and the first dance with my father. So I wanted... Like I said, I'm really close to my dad and my family, so I wanted to have those experiences. So mm-hmm. we'll see where life takes me.
Is it hard to find people to date in this area?
Surprisingly, no.
Really? That's interesting.
I get asked on dates all the time here. And I think people know I'm new. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Small town. Everybody knows each other. Mm-hmm. But I'm currently not dating anybody right now. But I'm not really looking either.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're pretty busy at work and everything. Yeah. You know? And so in, let's say, 10 years, where do you see yourself? How do you envision your life when you're 38 instead of 28?
I'm hoping I'll be a director of operations.
Wow. By 38?
By 38, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of experience in banking, and I am very career focused, and that's what I want to do. I want to work my way up and make work hard now, play later, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be interesting. Yeah. What does a director of operations do anyhow?
They kind of oversee the day-to-day functions that support the retail offices. Mm-hmm. So retail meaning, you know, when you walk into a branch, the tellers and the personal bankers, they work with the systems that the customers use versus the bank representatives use as well.
Are all bankers as outgoing as you are?
I think they have to be.
Really?
Well, you have to be able to read customers and engage in conversation and be open and bubbly and So I think so. You have to have some kind of personality. Can't be shy.
Well, I don't know. I've met some tellers that I seem to be pretty shy, but I don't think they moved up at all.
Probably not.
Now that I think about it, I think they sort of stay in that role instead of moving into upper levels of management, as you hope to do.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, that would be good.
I agree.
Well, Jessica, believe it or not, we're almost out of time here.
That went by fast.
You know, so tell me in closing, I don't know. Banking, you really love it, but would you consider a different opportunity if it came along?
Good question. I've actually been asked why I don't go into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have that personality or that people think I would do well in real estate. So
I can see that.
Something I've thought about doing, but I don't know if I'm ready to give up banking yet. I really like it.
Well, you don't have to give it up.
I want you.
You may go very far. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. You've been listening to Our Town, a show that showcases some of the dynamic, eclectic people who make up our community. This is Mary Ann McNellis, the host of Our Town on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. If you missed part of the show or you want to hear it again, go to our website, kptz.org. Look down the left-hand side of the page for podcasts. I've been talking with Jessica Wall, a young woman who works for First Federal. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And for you out there in Radioland, keep listening to KPTZ FM Port Townsend for more dynamic, eclectic community programming.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production created by Mary Ann McNellis and engineered by Sonny Flores.